Let us deepen the exploration. If responsibility is response ability, the capacity to be responsive to situations, let me ask you another question. Is your ability to respond limited or limitless? Are you capable of responding to a plant? You are. To a stranger on the street? You are. To the moon? You are. To the sun? To the stars? You are. To the whole cosmos? You are. In fact, as we have seen, every subatomic particle in your body is responding in a limitless way to the great dance of energies that is the cosmos. The only reason you are not experiencing the life process in all its majesty and profundity is your current state of mental resistance. Your psychological structure is a stone wall. If you are willing, every moment of your life can be a fantastic experience. Just the act of inhaling and exhaling can be a tremendous love affair. Why is the mind resisting this? Because it is crippled by its own limited logic, which says, taking responsibility for just two people already gives me a headache. If I take responsibility for the whole world, what will happen? I will crack up. Through millions of years of evolution, nature has caged you within certain boundaries. This is the human predicament, but the imprisonment is only on the level of biology. On the level of human consciousness, you are like a bird in a cage without a door. What a tragic irony. It is only out of long eons of habit that you are refusing to fly free. Life has left everything open for you. Existence has not blocked anything for anyone. If you are willing, you can access the whole universe. Someone said, "Knock and it shall open." You don't even have to knock because there is no door. It is open. You just have to walk through. That's all. This is the sole purpose of spiritual process. The life and work of every spiritual guide across history and across culture has been just this, to point out that the cage door does not exist. Whether you fly or choose to remain in the limitations of the cage, let that be a conscious choice. The possibility of ultimate freedom may seem deeply threatening to many. Yes, it is a threat, but only to your limitations. Do you want to live a life of voluntary self-imprisonment, limiting your responsibility to suffocate yourself on various levels, physically, intellectually, and emotionally? Unfortunately, this stifling of life is understood by people as safety, as security. Take the case of a seed. If the seed constantly tries to save itself, a new life is impossible. The seed goes through the tremendous struggle of losing what it believes is its identity, losing its safety and integrity, and becoming vulnerable in order to grow into a many-branched leafy tree, abundant in fruit and flower. But without that vulnerability, that voluntary openness to transformation, life wouldn't sprout. One of the biggest problems in the world today is loneliness. It is quite incredible. The planet is teeming with 7 billion people, but people are lonely. If someone enjoys being alone, that is no problem at all. But most people are suffering because of it. They are going through serious psychological problems as a consequence. If you are lonely, it is because you have chosen to become an island unto yourself. It doesn't have to be this way. I am not responsible makes you unwilling to get along with anyone, until you cannot even get along with yourself. It often comes to a point when you believe you are not even responsible for what is happening within yourself. What the mind forgets is, the ability to respond is the basis of life. If the ability is acknowledged willingly, you will become blissful. If it happens unwillingly, you will become miserable. Being responsible is taking ownership of your life. It means you have taken the first radical step to become a complete human being, fully conscious and fully human. In taking responsibility and beginning the journey towards conscious living, you are putting an end to the age-old patterns of assigning blame outward or heavenward. You have begun the greatest adventure life has to offer, the voyage inward. This notion of responsibility, as you might have noticed, seems to lead us seamlessly to another word remarkably similar in its implications, a word we know well, perhaps much too well, a much-used, much-abused four-letter word, love. You know the teachings, of course. All over the world, people have told you that love is the ultimate, love is supreme, love is divine, that we must love our neighbors, and so on. All wonderful teachings. But when you try to become loving, it is difficult and often ends up seeming pretentious. Have you noticed this? It seems easier not to love at all than try to become loving. But to be loving is simply this, a willingness to respond freely and openly. Right now, it may be limited to one or two people in your lives, but it is possible to extend this ability to embrace the entire world. Does it mean going out into the streets and hugging everyone? No. That would be crazy, not to mention irresponsible. As we have said, responsibility is not about action, but a way of being. Love is not something that you do, it is just the way you are. Right now, you have left one window in your life open for a few people. You did that because somewhere you understand that if you closed that window, you'd go mad. Your only options would be insanity or suicide. But there is another way to approach this. Does it mean opening another window or another door? Here's a more effective option. Why don't you just demolish the wall? Love has nothing to do with someone else. It is all about you. It is a way of being. It essentially means you have brought sweetness into your emotion. If a loved one travels to another country, would you still be able to love them? You would. If a loved one passes away, would you still be able to love them? You would. Even if a loved one is not physically with you anymore, you are still capable of being loving. So what is love then? It is just your own quality. You are using the other person as a key to open up what is already within you. Why are you fumbling with keys when there is no lock, when there is no door, when there is no wall? You create illusory walls, doors, and then create illusory keys. Then you fumble with the keys, and once you find the key, you're terrified of losing it. For most people, love is initially a joy, but after a while it becomes an anxiety. Why? Because this key has legs and has a will of its own. You can't keep it in your pocket or hang it around your neck. When you try to do that, two lives are heading straight for disaster. Once your joy is on self-start rather than push-start, you have upgraded your technology. You are no longer enslaved to an external source, whether a person or a situation. You are now capable of being loving and blissful without doing anything in particular, just sitting here, no matter how anyone in the outside world behaves. Once you experience this inner freedom, you will never experience insecurity in your life again. And anyway, when you are a truly blissful human being, everyone will naturally want to be around you. Blissfulness means life is happening in an exuberant manner, and that is all life seeks. So how does one upgrade one's inner technology? We will look at this at length in following chapters, but a fundamental step would be to recognize consciously just this. My ability to respond is limitless, but my ability to act is limited. I am 100% responsible for everything that I am and everything I am not. For my capabilities and my incapabilities. For my joys and my miseries. I am the one who determines the nature of my experience in this life and beyond. I am the maker of my life. Absolutely nothing is required, no reaction or action, no capability other than being aware of the basic fact that your responsibility is limitless. You could sit in one place and be aware of it. You could walk on the street and be aware of it. You could be working, cooking, or even lying in bed and be aware of it. Let me ask you another question. Whatever your religion or cultural background, what exactly do you mean when you use the word God? The forms, the names, the ideas are varied, but essentially, when you say God, you mean that which is responsible for everything in the universe. Suppose God said, I will not be responsible for you. He is most definitely fired. The very word God signifies limitless responsibility. So responsibility is not a teaching in civics. It is the simplest and easiest way for you to express your own divinity. The whole effort of the spiritual process is to break the boundaries you have drawn for yourself. Experience the immensity that you are. The aim is to unshackle yourself from the limited identity you have forged as a result of your own ignorance and live the way the Creator made you, utterly blissful and infinitely responsible. After my experience on Chamundi Hill, one thing became clear to me. In life, there is no this and that. There is only this and this. This means everything is here and now. The access to everything is here and now. It lies only in one's ability to respond, in one's ability to experience and express the divine. There is no yes and no. There is just yes and yes. The choice is yours. You can either react to life with yes and no, which will mean a perpetual division of this existence, which is the basis of repetitive cycles of conflict and misery, or you can become one big yes to life. Limited responsibility is a way of drawing boundaries. What you think you are responsible for will be within your boundary. What you think you are not responsible for will be outside your boundary. But limitless responsibility extends itself way beyond your present level of understanding and perception. There is more, much more to life than you are aware of right now. Once you choose to become conscious of this simple fact, my ability to respond is limitless. Suddenly, life within you reorganizes itself in a completely different way. You move into higher and higher levels of freedom within yourself. Life is now a wonderful, accelerating journey of self-discovery. The outside world has seen its share of bloody revolutions. They were violent because there were some people who were willing to change and there were some who were unwilling. But in the inner life, there is only one kind of revolution and it is a silent one. It is about moving from unwillingness to willingness. The question is, do you want to be a full-time human being or a part-time human being? If you restrict your ability to respond, the scope and dimension of your experience will be unsurprising, predictable, limited, narrow. But to be an absolutely full-time human being is to be a constant, full-blooded response to everything. You don't have to do anything in particular. You just need to become a willing piece of life in this glorious living cosmos. Responsibility is not burdensome. Boundaries are burdensome. If you draw yourself a boundary, whether of ideology, caste, creed, race, or religion, you cannot move beyond it and you end up stuck for no reason at all. these boundaries only end up breeding fear, hatred, and anger. The bigger your boundary, the more burdensome it becomes. But if your responsibility is limitless, where is the boundary? No boundary, no burden. This is the turnaround in human consciousness that needs to take place. Once this happens, it is not that cosmos begins to happen your way. Instead, what you are becomes cosmic. This is not transcendence. This is homecoming. Sadhana. Don't simply believe what you are reading. The only way to find out whether something is true or untrue is to experiment with it. Stop the internal debate and simply put it to the test. The yogic path is not a path of inherited belief. It is a path of experiment. Here is a practical way to begin. When you have your next meal, do not talk to anyone around you. For the first 15 minutes, just be in active, conscious response to the food that you eat, the air that you breathe, and the water that you drink. As I have said earlier, your entire system is responding anyway. Just become conscious of it. This apple, this carrot, this piece of bread, don't take them lightly. If you do not eat for a couple of days, you won't think about God. You will only think about food. This is what is nourishing you, making your life right now. This is the very substance of your body. Respond to food absolutely, with total attention. This fruit, this egg, this bread, this vegetable, they're all a part of life themselves. But they are willing to become you. Would you be willing to do this for anyone? You are not willing to lose your identity and merge into anyone. You are not even willing to surrender your little finger for someone else. Momentarily, you surrender just a little. Usually when you need something, your love affairs are the product of very calculated surrender. But food, which is a life unto itself, gives itself up completely to become a part of you. Later, without even uttering a sentence aloud, take the simple idea. My responsibility is limitless. If I am willing, I can respond to everything, into the entire day. Be conscious of it until the last moment before you fall asleep and remind yourself of it the first thing when you wake up. If you sustain this awareness of your limitless nature for just one full minute, you will achieve tremendous transformation. A minute may seem very simple, but you will see it will take a certain level of application to arrive at this. Just 1 minute can elevate you to a different dimension of experience and function. Right now, your awareness is erratic. This moment you're aware, and the next moment you're gone. It is okay. Every hour, remind yourself, experiment with this awareness. Allow it to deepen and see what happens. Conscious response brings you to a profound and enduring state of connectedness with life, not as an idea or an emotion, but life as life is. In this willing, active involvement with life, you are embraced by it, and the embrace takes you to the very source of creation. That is all it takes to touch the Creator. Just willingness, nothing else.